Dreamscape presents The House We Grew Up In by Lisa Jewell. Narrated by Karina Fernandez.
Chapter 1. Tuesday, 2nd of November, 2010.
Hi, Jim.
Well, I must say, I didn't think for a minute you'd be called something earthy like Jim. The barber and natty waistcoat in your profile photo make you look more like a Rupert or a Henry. Something serious with two syllables, you know. And talking of syllables, and since you asked, no, I'm not really called Rainbow Bell. Of course not. I'm called Lorelei, and my name has three or four syllables, depending on how you say it. My parents named us after mythical maidens. My sister is called Pandora. There was an Athena, but she was stillborn, so, you know. Anyway, Lorelei, or Lorelei, I'm not fussy, really. I'm 65 years old, and I live in one of the prettiest villages in the Cotswolds, in a big, crazy old house full of what I call treasures and what my children call crap. We're probably all right. I have four children. Megan is 40, Bethan is 38, and the twins, Rory and Reese, are 35. Oh, and thanks mainly to the frantic reproduction of my eldest daughter, I am a multiple grandmother too. Do you have any children? You didn't mention them, so I assume not. People usually tell you about their children before anything else, right? I don't see them very much, unfortunately. They're all so busy and I'm, well, I suppose you could say insular these days. I lost my partner about 4 years ago and things kind of unravelled from there, you might say. Anyway, what can I tell you about me? I love nature. I love the countryside. I love children. I love to swim. I'm fit for my age. I've kept my figure over the years and I'm grateful for that. I see some women I've known for many years just turn to woolly mammoths once they've passed menopause. And as you can see from my picture, I've kept my hair long. Nothing ages a woman faster than a haircut. Anyway, that's enough about me. Tell me more about you. You say you are a widower. I'm very sorry to hear that. And whereabouts in the north do you live? I can see from your photo that you have a dog. That is a very beautiful retriever. What is it called? We had a dog when the children were growing up, but once they'd all gone, I could never quite see the point of animals. I will see what I can do about photographs. I'm not really very techy beyond my laptop, but there must be something else I can send you. I'll check it out. Well, thank you, Jim, for getting in touch. The internet really is a marvellous thing, especially for old codgers like us, wouldn't you say? I'd be lost without it, really. I'd love to hear back from you again, but please don't feel you have to if you think I sound dreadful. Yours with best wishes, Lorelei Bird. April 2011. The damp heat came as a shock after the chill of the air conditioning that had cooled the car for the last 2 hours. Meg slammed the door behind her, pushed up the sleeves of her cotton top, pulled down her sunglasses and stared at the house. Jesus Christ. Molly joined her on the pavement and gawped from behind lime-green Ray-Bans. Oh, my God. They stood together for a moment, side by side, the same height as each other now. Molly had caught up last summer, much to her delight. They both now stood at 5'8". Molly, long and lean as a fashion drawing, tanned legs in denim hot pants, honey-dusted hair bundled on top of her head in an artful pile, white Havaianas, a chambray shirt over a pink vest, tiny ankles and wrists layered in friendship circlets and rubber bands. Meg, on the other hand, solid as a quarterback, sensible in three-quarter-length navy chinos and a Breton-striped long-sleeved top, a pair of silver-sequined fit-flops and a last-minute pedicure her only concession to the unseasonal heatwave. Mother and only daughter, in the late stages of a nightmarish, clichéd teenage disaster that had lasted more than 3 years. Almost friends now.